Blog Talk Radio.
Sun's on my back, wind's in my ears. I haven't felt this good in years. See all the people in the field all lined up in a row, but we got a couple more long hours of work before it's time to go. We're all working, working hard to make something.
Megan Jo Wilson with the Farm Song. Love that song. Hello, and welcome to those darn guys who happen to be therapists. I'm psychologist and e-therapist, Dr. Jim Weaver. And both of my darn guys' buddies, psychotherapist Hughes Kraft and couples therapist David Sanford, will not be with us today. They are involved in some other endeavors this morning, but I will be boldly going out into the potosphere once again, where no therapists have gone before, or failing that, hopefully putting the fun back in dysfunctional and bringing some insights into the issues of life, love, and the search for a decent relationship. And I will be joined towards the end of the show by psychologist Dr. Mark Kiefner, so I won't be totally alone this morning. He's the clinical director of Bayside Neurorehabilitation Services, and he will have some more cutting-edge brain research called A Minute on the Mind. So today's topic is caregiver burnout. And, there are lots of people out there who are caregivers. We are a caregiving society, a service society, and also, lots of family issues in which people have to be caregivers for children, elderly, injured people, sick people, and it can be quite draining and quite a responsibility. So it can bring lots of stress. And the question is, how do you know when you're burning out? Sometimes we feel like we're supposed to just carry on and keep doing things, but if you start to burn out, you're not nearly as effective, as efficient, as successful in caregiving, and it's not as good an experience for you or for the person that you're giving care to, or the people that you're giving care to, sometimes more than one. People that work in nursing homes and, therapists, et cetera, all kinds of caregivers. So how do you pace yourself, and how do you know when you really need to take seriously that you might be under too much stress? I think the first sign that it's starting to get too much for you and you're overstressed and maybe on the road to burnout is irritability. What you used to do fairly smoothly, calmly, with a good attitude, now you're irritable. You feel put upon to do it, or you feel annoyed to do it. So you start feeling that annoyance and that irritability, and that's a sign that maybe you're getting overstressed. Another one is lack of concentration. The things that you that you used to do, either in your caregiving or in your life in general, you're not paying as much attention to, or you're forgetful, or you can't concentrate. And that's another sign that, that something is not going so well. Same thing with irritability in terms of it can be, you know, in your caregiving capacity, or it can be in other areas of your life where you're irritable. You know, the famous anecdote about, you know, coming home and kicking the dog or whatever. You know, you misplace some of your frustration, your irritability. So those are two, two things that sort of the early warning signs that you're stressed and that you're maybe heading toward burnout. A couple more are exhaustion. You know, you are very tired all the time. You don't feel like you have the same zip, the same zest, the same joie de vivre that you used to have. So you notice that you're really feeling depleted. So that's a little further down the line, I think, in terms of being overstressed and burning out. Be aware of that when you're starting to feel really tired, really exhausted. Even if you're getting enough sleep or seem to be getting enough sleep. Of course, another sign is sleeplessness. You know, you're not getting enough sleep, and you're constantly worried and anxious. Another sign of caregiver stress, and it's a double whammy when you're sleepless, because one of the things that we really need is enough sleep, and sleep is reparative, sleep is rejuvenating, sleep is very necessary. So if your sleep is starting to get disrupted, if you're too tensed up, too worried, then another sign that things are not going well, and you need to really take it seriously. As I said, anxiety. Again, it can be anxiety about your caregiving capacity, your caregiving issues, the person you care to, the people that you're giving care to, or it can be totally unrelated anxiety in other areas. That can be a sign that things are too stressful, and can even get to depression, where you now are feeling really down. It's hard to have enthusiasm about things. You feel like you just don't care. And again, that can, some of those signs can be sleeping too much, sleeping too little, feeling just a general lack of enthusiasm. And that can also lead to social withdrawal. Again, a double whammy. You really need people to be around. You need people to support you. You need kind of that interaction to boost you up. And if you don't have that, you're missing out on something that you need. Plus, it's a sign. It's a sign that things are not going in a good direction. We talked about irritability. That can, increase into anger. Feel like your irritability is really getting intense, and you're getting into anger. So, you know, you don't feel like you have as much control, and you find yourself, you know, exploding in the wrong places, in the wrong directions, in the wrong at the wrong people, or you know, sometimes at the right people, but with too much intensity. And one of the things that can lead to all of this, you know, anytime you're overstressed in any way, and burnout is the extension of that, is that you may start to have health problems. Again, they may be vague at first, or they can get really serious. So that's a sign that things have gone way, way too far. And, you know, it's important not to be in denial about these things. Obviously, there are people who need care, and you are the if you're the primary caregiver or one of the primary caregivers, you are responsible for providing care. But don't be in denial that of what the cost is for you to you. And, you know, try to get some help, somebody to look at the problem objectively with you, for you, you taking a step back, looking at that problem, trying to be creative and brainstorming about how to do the job that needs to be done, how to be able to take care of this person or have these people taken care of, but at a less cost to you. So you need breaks. You need some ways to rejuvenate yourself. You need support. You need help. You need lots of people helping you with that problem if you can get them. You know, so caregiving to you, being the caregiver. So, don't feel like you have to do this all by yourself. And again, think about ways that you get nurtured, that you get taken care of, that you get revitalized or replenished, ways in which you can get taken care of yourself. Sometimes, you know, you may need to schedule in some time off, schedule in a vacation, schedule in, you know, just a short break. You know, if you can get 10 minutes, half an hour, an hour break to do something that really revitalizes you or refreshes you or soothes you or comforts you, and start thinking about, you know, what it is that you need, what it is that you like, what would be helpful to you. Again, I talked about the early signs. Much better to start then when you see those early signs. I mean, by the time you get to social withdrawal, depression, health problems, it's going to take a lot more time to recover and a lot more time to come back. And I think sleep every night is a way to, you know, rest, recover. It was very reparative and healing to sleep. So that's something every day that you can do to make sure you're taking care of yourself, making sure that you recoup. But, you know, obviously sometimes that's not possible. So sometimes you can, you know, make up for days on end, weeks on end, months on end of stress by a comparable amount of with comparable amount of recuperation. Easier said than done. Again, the more you can think about, think outside of the box in terms of what are some things that was easier. Support from other people is huge. Talk about it with other people. If you're going on and on day after day and you're feeling like you're in that alone, much harder than if you share that with other people, especially people who are caregivers themselves, have gone through it. I've gone through some of that, the periods in which, I needed extra care and extra recuperation. Got to working too much, doing too much, and having to kind of step back and get some rest. Always built-in vacations and, obviously a luxury for some people. I certainly can appreciate that. But, try to be creative in figuring out what those things can be. Again, take it really seriously. Ask for help, something that's hard for a lot of people, hard for me sometimes, to ask for some support, ask for some help, ask for somebody to take a fresh look at the situation in terms of what else might be going on. One of the things, sometimes if you're taking care of a family member and you're sort of a designated caregiver, can be hard to get support from other people in the family or other people that might be designated as caregiver if you're not caregiver. Other people, it's human nature. They like for the problem to be taken care of when they don't have to worry about it, they don't have to take care of it. So you need to be a little careful with trying to get support and help from other people who would have an imposition if you needed some time away, some support, some help. One of the things you might do is approach them gently. Prepared for the fact that they may have some resistance to that. Don't let that resistance stop you, and don't let it kind of trigger you to go away or get angry or come back at them. Let them have their initial reaction. Stay calm, steady, firm in terms of, asking for what you need, asking for what you want. And, you may be surprised that they feel a little differently as they, adjust to the idea. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But take yourself seriously in terms of asking. And the more kind of steady and firm you can be in terms of asking them, to provide you some help, some relief, some respite, etc., the better. That may be maybe one of the things that's a challenge for you. It may be a cutting edge for you to reach out and ask for some help to get some R&R. That's I think started out as a military term, rest and recreation, because of how intensely people were involved in some very, very difficult endeavors. And caregiving can be a very, very difficult endeavor. You can really need some rest and relaxation and recreation. So, assume that you need it, assume that you deserve it, find ways to push for it and to ask other people to help you achieve that. So let's just go over those signs again, just as a little recap. Early signs: irritability and lack of concentration. Take that seriously. Don't say that that's just a minor thing. That's a sign of a path that you don't want to go down. It's a sign of a path that if you start going down it further, it's going to be harder to come back from. And the earlier, like with most things, the earlier that you address them, the easier it is to address them. So take those signs seriously. But if you sort of let them slip by and you start to feel some more intense symptoms, exhaustion, depression, anxiety, sleeplessness, again, start, it's better late than never. So it's starting to get late, but you need to get on that, because then you're going to anger, which is sort of a more intense stage of irritability. Social withdrawal, again, a double whammy of isolating yourself and not getting the kind of support that you need. And sleeplessness, is another double whammy. It's a symptom. It's showing you that something's going on, and it's depleting you even more. So, and again, then it can lead to serious health problems on your own. Who's going to take care of the person that you're taking care of if you have serious health problems and somebody's got to take care of you? Much better to have figured out that problem of somebody else taking care of them part of the time so that you can take care of them part of the time and still have a good, comfortable situation for yourself, so that you don't have a situation where you then need someone to care for you, and then you're not functional anymore in terms of being a caregiver, and we've got double problems. So, again, I want to stress reaching out for people to pitch in, either with ideas or with giving you some relief, taking some of the burden off of you. There are all kinds of ways in which people can help. And sometimes you may not even know what they are until they come up with the idea. Sometimes you can think that someone is not really there for you or interested in helping. And you can be very pleasantly surprised that, A, they are willing, they are wanting to be there for you, or that they come up with some ideas that you might not have thought of. You get so close to the problem, you get so involved with the problem that it's too much for you to kind of step back and take a look at it. I see that Dr. Mark Kiefner is here with us, and he you know, he's been away, and I think like Nixon, he's rested, he's tanned, and he's back. Is that right, Mark?
You know, with 85 sunscreen, you don't actually get tan. It's sort of sad.
Okay, you're rested in your back, right?
Yeah, I'm rested. I'm back.
Yeah,
and I'm not burned out.
Oh, I know. And you take care of yourself. And I've been talking to people about how to take care of themselves and the signs of burnout. So I had a little stress here and having to carry this show all on my own until you came here to be with me. So it's great. Yeah.
So you don't have a peer support group today?
I don't, except for you.
The other darn guys are away.
Yeah.
So, oh, my God. Well, you know, one of the I thought I'd talk about two things. One is peer support groups. So, there's some nice research that says that peer support groups are really important for the prevention of burnout, and that they're very helpful in kind of remediating burnout when you have the support of your peers. And I'm sorry that you don't have that today.
I do. I'm telling you. I'm so grateful that you're here.
and then, you know, the other thing that's interesting is in terms of that is exercise. And I'll tell you a funny story. So I was away for a couple of weeks. I was doing a bicycle trip, and then I gave some talks down in Florida, and people kept asking me about are there games that we can do that will improve our minds, or are there exercises we can do, cognitive exercises we can do that will improve our memory, or are there computer programs we can use that would improve our memory, and I talked about how all of those things are dwarfed by the power of 30 minutes of aerobic exercise a day.
Wow.
But people lost interest pretty rapidly when I suggested
they wanted something complex. They wanted something complex and not hard.
Yeah, I think people want to do something that's where they can sit at their computer and do it, or kind of sit in the living room and do it. And I actually talked with someone there who is extremely bright and very capable, and she was talking to me about could she get better memory if she did this, that, or the other thing. And when I talked about how if she would just go out and walk for a half hour every day with a dog, or if she would ride a bicycle, on a bicycle path for half an hour a day, the look she gave me was like, nah, I don't really want to use it. But physical exercise is a terrific boost for brain function and for cardiac function, and boosting your brain function and your cardiac function are terrific antidotes to burnout.
Excellent. So, that's good, because that was one of the things that I had not focused on before you called in. So I'm glad you got that one in, because it's so important. I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Mark, it was great having you on, and we're out of time.
Oh, my God. All right. Glad I could catch you
anyway,
for the final moment.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to have you back, and we'll do another Darn Guy show next week.
All right. See you then, buddy.
Okay, buddy. Bye.
Bye.
All right, so that's the end of our show. Thanks for tuning in. You can contact me at Dr. Jim Weaver www.exercisefreedom.com and or 207-208-8972, 207-208-8972. Take care. See you next week.